Carol Daniel here, KMOX Newsroom, and our news director, Beth Coughlin. And on our way out today, and we got stopped to talk about Thanksgiving Day shopping, because, Beth, there's a survey out by BestBlackFriday.com that says 72% of consumers think stores should be closed on Thanksgiving Day. So we're getting a trickle of the list of stores open and closed for this coming Thanksgiving Day.
Well, I wonder why. Why do they think it should be closed so people can be at home with their families?
I think that's really it. And so that people can work if they want to. But a lot of people think that this is a time for family and people should not have to work on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, you have a choice of whether or not you want to work or be employed. I mean,
I have a friend who worked part time at Target one year.
Uh-huh.
And depending on when you start working at the company, don't know policy now, but you had to work.
You had to work on Thanksgiving.
You had to work on Thanksgiving.
At some point.
At
but
some
a lot of
point.
People eat Thanksgiving early, you know, because everybody gets together. It's like one meal a day. You
that
know?
Day, right.
And so they have a ginormous meal at like 2 p.m, you know, and then you go shopping. Because, I mean, I've done that.
So that is the question.
And you can save a lot of
money. Is Beth Coughlin ignoring her family and going shopping on Thanksgiving? And what about Carol Daniel? Hands are raised.
Carol, you know how much toys are. Toys are so expensive.
Okay, what's your answer to the question? Toys are expensive. Does that mean that you...
If I can save $100 on a dollhouse, I'm
gotcha.
Going.
You're
going
to do
I'm
it.
If I'm
going to
save $7.99, I'll probably eat the pie and stay home.
Okay, my answer has nothing to do with saving money.
Because
because
that's the whole point.
I'm not buying toys any longer. My kids are older. But even when they were younger... I loved to shop. I loved the
hunt,
crowds.
The thrill of
oh
the hunt.
Oh, my God,
hunt.
I loved the experience.
Yep.
My mother and I were Black Friday shopping buddies up until the age of, let me see, she's 82 now. She stopped Black Friday shopping with me about 5 years ago.
Oh, you know, one year my mom and I were, or my sister and I can't remember, were on our cell phones. You know, I'm at the Target in St. Charles. I'm
right.
at the one in South County. Do right. they have this? Do they have that? Okay, you grab this, you grab that. I mean, you can save a lot of money, but it really is the fun of it.
It's a lot of fun. And year before last, when I went Thanksgiving night with my now 19-year-old son, who also loves to shop, we came across a family of three. I think it was mother and two daughters, and they had T-shirts on that said the same thing. Don't remember what they said, but it was so cute. So people make it.
They, like, had shirts made for
they
it.
They had shirts made just for the day. So I am, if something's open Thanksgiving night, I've eaten, you know, my son and I will be out there.
I spent the evening at the Target on Hampton, and people in line were taking turns walking across the street to go to the McDonald's to go to the bathroom. Because, you know, it's real cold and everybody's all bundled up and drinking coffee and stuff. It's like, okay, I'll hold your space. Okay. And then you start talking to people. What are you in line for? What are you in line for? Okay, don't take, because, you know, sometimes they give you a ticket now. Where
oh, right.
if there are only like five of this particular kind of like big screen TV mm-hmm, that everybody's mm-hmm. waiting for, right? So it's like, okay. Are you in line for the TV, or are you in line for the computer, or are you in line for the dollhouse, or whatever? And then everybody kind of figures out where they're going to run to when the doors open.
You know what is kind of interesting to me, too, as well about holiday and the shopping and am I a consumer or not, is there are football games played on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. Why aren't we saying that players should be able to stay home with their families and there like be nothing?
Yeah.
There'd be nothing on TV. There, you know, there'd be no restaurant open. There'd be nothing. We'd all be forced to be home with your families. And isn't that a threat
yeah.
for some?
Why are you going to make somebody do that?
But Beth and I, we're not shopping together. Or maybe we should. That
oh,
would be awesome.
We should. We could do like a bi-state thing and you could be in Illinois and I'll be in Missouri.
On our cell phones.
Done.
And done.